So as most of you know, I went on a little vacation this month, which took me away from you guys for about a week, but I'm back. I went to a farm. It's an inner city farm, actually in my town, that operates kind of in the middle of a neighborhood. So I still had all the truck beeps and the cop sirens and whatnot, but I had a nice little room with a cute window seat. I spent a lot of time watching Netflix and reading and just doing a bunch of nothing. There was a pig on the farm named Pickles, who was cute, and a bunch of dogs in the house, one of which who was blind. And it was interesting to see him try to get down the stairs. Kind of cute. Fresh farm eggs. There were chickens everywhere. So I kind of just hung out and did a bunch of nothing and tried to recharge. Sorry I wasn't around much. I like to read a bunch of different types of books. I read through Stephen King's Dr. Sleep recently. I also liked reading the Beautiful Creatures series. That's a good book series, too. I mean, they're young adults, so it was easy and quick, but those were fun to read. I spent some time coloring. Yes, I like to color. It's relaxing and kind of like you can listen to music and do that and kind of check out for a while. I also read a book recently on the story of a woman with a trans wife and a trans daughter called Love Lives Here. That was a great story. That was a good book. I started working on Felicia Day's new book, Embrace Your Weird, which is kind of like a workbook type thing where you kind of are creative writing stuff or drawing stuff or that kind of thing. So that was fun too. I ate a lot of good food. Had some pizza and some Mexican. Went for great Thai. And I just basically tried to relax. I didn't get to sleep in much, sadly. They're doing a lot of work on the farm. So they were up like by 7 and working on machines and whatnot. And earplugs did not quite cut it. The temperature was like in between stuff. So I was kind of either leaving my windows open and waking up freezing or shutting them and waking up sweating. So it wasn't a great temperature balance and noise balance. But other than that, it was a good time. It was a good rest and I think I needed it. So I'm ready to get back to the grind. Not that it's a bad grind. I love my job very much. So I'll be making your audio soon. Some of you probably already have yours. Others are waiting, but I promise all of them will be done by the end of October. I'm also trying to do a special October Halloween post just for you guys. So I have an idea. I'm trying to work that out and get that recorded. Let's see. I also want to get part 2 of the Good Boy series since you guys really seem to like that one. And maybe in November we'll have part 1 of the Sexy Caller. So, I want to put a vote up soon. If there's anything you want me to add to it, ideas, send them my way. Send them on Discord, send them on Patreon, whatever you like. I love to hear from you guys and what you think and what you want to see more of or less of or whatever. I really appreciate the support. We've grown quite a bit since last month. In fact, we're 10 Patreons away from my goal of 50, which means that I'll have to make another special audio. Oh no. But, you guys have been a lot of fun. You've been very supportive. The last week of October, that Monday, look forward to the first, collab. Patreon-only collab between Lacey and I. So, written by one of my patrons. Should be interesting and fun, and I hope that you guys enjoy it. So please, tell me your ideas. Send me stuff you want to hear, whatnot. I'm just so happy you guys are willing to support me, and you all are fantastically great. And I hope you have a wonderful day. Bye.